Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
On Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Grant, we get swept again. Let's start there before we talk about tonight and trying to get right in Milwaukee with Chris Sale on the hill. What is the issue here, man? I mean, like 14 of 17 games we've lost. We're 10 games under 500. Is there something specific, or is it just we're not playing well and nobody has answers? Where are you at on this whole thing?
I mean, they're not hitting. That's the answer. I mean, that's the long of it. That's the short of it. That's the one thing that if they started doing would change the complexion of the season, would change their trajectory, would change the general mood of both the team and the fan base and local radio hosts. Everybody would just feel a lot better if this club could perform at levels in which they have in the past. And you look around that clubhouse and you look up and down that lineup and you see, well, this guy's an all-star. This guy's an all-star. This guy's a silver slugger and an all-star. I mean, the resumes are there. And they're in the prime of their career. And this is where I think you guys are struggling and I'm struggling to come up with the answer, the reason why it's going the way that it is. But I did my due diligence. I went down to the ballpark when the Braves were in town and talked to some of these guys. I talked to Austin Riley for a long time about the approach that they're seeing and the feeling that they're trying to, I guess, battle their way through individually and collectively when it comes to the opportunities to hit with runners in scoring position in particular. I mean, people wonder, like, well, what are we asking these people? When are people going to ask some tough questions? When are we going to get some answers? And trust me, I understand it. And so I had what I felt was a very candid conversation. You can hear it on From the Diamond. It's wherever you get your podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app. And Austin said, we are getting attacked differently. And we're kind of, I think, caught in between needing to be more aggressive, but also kind of being in that mindset of the old traditional baseball approach of, all right, well, we want to take some pitches. We want to work the pitch count up. We want to knock the starter out of the game and get into the bullpen. But then it feels like the pitches we're taking are the ones we should be hitting. And the ones that we're hitting, we'll get some mistakes every now and again, but we're just not quite there. So I think they're trying to find, to make a long story as short as I can, a way to be the right kind of aggressive to get the damage done that they need to get done, particularly with runners on base.
We were talking about this earlier, Grant, as Grant McCauley, best baseball man in town, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Ronald Acuna at bat was weird. Five pitches, didn't swing the bat once. Should I read anything into that? Or just was he frustrated? Was it born of frustration or just he was looking for his pitch?
I mean, it could be either one. And from at bat to at bat, sometimes that can change. I don't think it was anything more than, you know, trying to work counts in general. And then in some cases, maybe just being a little bit confounded by an opposing pitcher in a particular at bat. But I don't think it was meant to send any kind of underlying message or that there was anything cryptic about it.
Okay.
One-run games are Achilles' heel right now, kind of has been. And the two-run games, I mean, one or two runs, right? We're 13 and 26. I mentioned this earlier, Grant. So that in itself, I mean, one-run games, that's baseball, right? When you're playing better teams, that's usually the determining factor on whether you win a series or you win a game or not. And we can't find a way to get over the top on these one-run games because we're not getting blown out in these games. That's the other thing Mike and I were talking about. It's not like we're being humiliated. I mean, we've lost – we've been outscored by a total of, what, 8 runs during this skid?
Mm-hmm. And that's the confounding thing about this, Carl, is that, I mean, and Alex Anthopoulos talked about this last Monday. It's like, well, I'm looking at the run differential, and I feel like we should be in a better position than we are. Now, that doesn't absolve everyone of what the actual record is. Everybody recognizes that. But when you're trying to feel around for either answers or some kind of confirmation that, hey, maybe we're not far off, that's one of the things that you can look at. But the Braves are 9-19 in one-run games. They've played by far the most one-run games of any team in baseball, and they are 10 games under 500. And here's why. They have lost their last 10 games decided by one run, including the last 5 games overall in this 7-game losing streak, which, by the way, is their second losing streak of 7 games this year, right? Something that had not happened since 2016 when some guy named Freddy Gonzalez was let go and some guy named Brian Snitker came in. I mean, things were very different then. The expectations for that club were a lot lower than this team, and they also did not have the firepower of all-stars and silver sluggers and Cy Young winners and whatnot. So, you know, the Braves just find themselves in some very unfamiliar territory. Clearly, they're in a tailspin here, and much of it is of their own doing in terms of not being able to control their own fate by getting some of the hits they need with runners on base. But they've got to figure out a way to score runs. This is not something new in 2025. We can look at some of the injuries that contributed to it last year, but that's not really the case this year. You waited to get Ronald. Now he's here. He looks like a star, and the club is 3-12 with him back in the lineup. I just did not have that as the return of Ronald Acuña Jr. I thought, if anything, we're talking about what can ignite the club, what can bring a little bit of fire, a little bit of passion, a little bit of energy, a little bit of emotion. Well, check, 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 check for Ronald Acuña Jr. That's the kind of player that he is, but that has not been able to have a transitive effect on everybody else in the lineup.
We know it's way too early for any kind of trades because, you know, that sort of plays out in the month of July. Although it's always somebody who, you know, fires first, you know, when it comes to making these kind of moves. The thing about this team, when you touched on it, maybe they're pressing at the plate. Okay, you can't hit, fine. Don't stink in the field. Sean Murphy on Saturday, that pass ball drove me crazy. I hate when catchers backhand stuff. I mean, get your butt over there and save. The guy's 90 feet away. Stop the baseball. And then Ozzie with that boot. So is that just a manifestation of where they're just pressing and it's affecting other areas?
Are you talking about the pass ball on Friday?
All right, Saturday. I said Saturday, Friday. The one where – the one that went to, allowed the winning run in extra innings in the 10th inning.
I believe that was Drake Baldwin, was it not?
Well, then I can't complain about Sean Murphy if it's Drake Baldwin.
I would have to go back and look. But look this way. I mean, here, we don't even need to split hairs or pick nits about it. You have no margin for error. And the Ozzie play, obviously, loomed very large on Sunday. The pass ball, whether I'm right or you're right, is irrelevant. That's the kind of thing that just can't happen either. Mm-hmm. The real misery, irony, whatever you want to call it, cruel fate for the Braves, the twist was, Pierce Johnson came in the game and picked that guy off to get out of the previous inning. Right. I think when you pick a guy off to end an inning, he shouldn't be able to go out to second and start extras. But that is something baseball probably won't get with, and that's just my own take on it. But every little confounding and frustrating thing is magnified when you're not able to come through with, you know, bases loaded, nobody out, second and third, nobody out, and you're not able to turn what should be a big inning into any runs at all, right, and not able to do big damage there. We saw that again on Saturday. Bryce Elder pitched the game of his life, but still, even with a 2-run lead coming, or excuse me, a 2-1 lead coming into the 9th inning, you're probably on the edge of your seat wondering if it's going to be enough. And unfortunately, for Pierce Johnson and the Braves, it was not.
You worried about Strider at all?
Not really. And I'll tell you the reason why is because it was going to take reps and a while for him to get comfortable with being who I think he truly can be and will be. But doing it right now, again, this is another thing that I think gets magnified because you're not winning the games that you need to. You're not doing some of the little things that you could to win games, including the one Spencer Strider pitched on Sunday, by the way. I mean, he's not a big reason why they've lost, you know, some of his starts. Some have been perfectly adequate. A couple of them have been pretty bumpy. But I do think that he is making some progress, but he's just not there yet. And with that in mind, I think the only way for him to get there is to pitch. They don't need to move him to the bullpen. He does not need to become the closer just because your other closer is struggling. And you certainly don't need to option him to the minors because my next question would be, all right, well, what super prospect do you have to bring up and replace him with? And the answer is none. There's nobody down there that's more experienced and more driven than Spencer Strider to, you know, get himself on track and help the Braves win. And I can tell you, it's eaten him up inside to be out there, not because he's, you know, prideful about an 0-5 record. I mean, I know he doesn't like it, but this is a guy who values competition and winning over everything. And that's the kind of guy that you want in the clubhouse to continue to grind it out and work with everybody else. I think it's somewhere in the aggregate, right? Like you're trying to get the best out of everybody that you can. And some days your best is not good enough, but you got to get out there and try it again the next day. And I think that ultimately is where the Braves have found themselves for a long time, is trying to fight through that time where, I don't know if you guys have ever seen that motivational poster where the guy's been digging and digging and digging, and there's a big hole, and on the other side of the little wall, there's a room full of, I don't know, gold or diamonds or treasure or whatever, but the guy stops digging right there. I mean, that's kind of, I think, where the Braves are in a lot of ways, if you want to put an analogy or a picture to it.
Sorry, Grant, I said Saturday. It was the Friday night game. It was the 5-4. That was the one that Murphy, it was ruled a wild pitch. I thought he should have made the stop on that when they lost in 10. Grant McCauley is with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know we asked you about the build-up to it. It just seems so strange to have Craig Kimbrell in the minors for just under a month, and then he shows up for one game and he's gone. So what was that? What was the Kimbrell experiment about?
I can tell you of the many things that have gone on with this club that just don't really have an explanation. That for me just seemed like maybe an unnecessary exercise. I mean, everybody knew what he's not, more so than what he is. Is what he's not right now anyway. And what he wasn't was an answer and a lever that I think you needed to pull if there was even the possibility that you weren't going to at least test drive it for a while and see if this guy could help you out. I mean, we're sitting here talking about what amounts to the seventh or eighth guy in the bullpen. You're not talking about the all-star closer, Craig Kimbrell. If his stuff didn't impress you in the minors, if it didn't look good enough, if you didn't feel like he could make an impact, I don't even know why you go through the exercise of bringing up somebody with his track record and his resume and then cutting him loose after one day. And Craig Kimbrell, I mean, a lot of people were like, well, is there more to this? What's going on with it? I mean, the Braves outrighted him and he elected free agency. So clearly this wasn't something that he was thinking, you know, well, I'm just going to bow out gracefully. This was just a move that was made, it appears, out of maybe desperation. But to me, if you were going to go another direction that quickly, just bring up the other guy you were thinking about bringing up and don't even ring that bell.
Tell us about this Milwaukee team, what we're getting into here over the next few days, and Chris Sale being on the hill tonight.
Yeah, you're going to get into another club that is a playoff contender. Go figure that the Braves are going to face as they try to turn themselves around. Look, Chris Sale has been masterful this year. I mean, he had that slow start, I know, but that feels like ancient history. The way he has been pitching lately has been vintage Chris Sale, the Cy Young Award winner Chris Sale, the guy that the Braves need to once again go out there and give them a great pitching performance. He has been the dictionary definition of a tough luck pitcher this year, though. The run support primarily, or more times than not, hasn't been there for him, but he's going to go out there and try to give the Braves the basis, the foundation to go and win a game. They're going to have to find ways to score. I think the Brewers have been a pretty clutch team lately. They've caught fire over the past few weeks, and they're in a tough division with the Chicago Cubs. They've also got the Cincinnati Reds, who I think are going to be a tough team in that fray, and we'll see how that one all plays out. The Cardinals are playing a better brand of baseball this year than I think people thought as well, and also the Pirates exist. But overall, I think there's a path to the postseason for the Brewers, and they're playing like a team that wants to get there. So the Braves will have their hands full for the next 3 days, that's for sure.
I know the fans vote, but who would be your all-star for the Braves?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think Chris Sale is the obvious all-star to me. The pitchers, though, aren't really on the ballot. Other than him, it's really hard to look at anybody and say they've got a compelling case above and beyond other players. But if I had to pick one that I think deserves to be
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
And the A, as they say, at the All-Star game for the Braves, it's Ronald Acuna Jr.
All right, Grant, we'll see what happens, and hopefully we can get moving in the right direction. The good news is the Rockies are coming to town soon.
Is it, though? Is that good news?
I don't know. It should be.
It feels like, all right, maybe that's the spark. Who knows? Grant, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.